Julia Christgau regarded 2018 as a year of yeses.
I just got, was just like cast in all these things. And I made 3 films and I did 2 plays. And I was like, wow, maybe I'm an actor finally.
But through the auditions she has taken early this year, the Asheville actress has absorbed one rejection after another.
I auditioned for a ton of stuff and I've got a lot of no's. So maybe that means something bigger is coming.
That bigger thing might be around the corner. Christgau wrote, co-directed, and co-stars in a locally made short film called Whistle Down Wind. It's a patient understated story about a complex situation involving a young woman in a small town, Christgau's character, juggling a boyfriend and a secret female lover. In this scene, starring Christgau and her co-star Sean Morganlander, Morganlander's character is relaying news about winning an artistic residency that is going to take her away for quite a long time to Charlotte.
I need you to be happy for me. You're my only person.
You're my only person too. That's why it's hard for me to be happy for you. I don't want you to go.
At least you have Jake.
Jake?
Yeah, Jake, your boyfriend.
I really don't want to be here without you.
Then come with me. Tell Jake tonight. Then we can get packed up and take the Emmeline out of here first thing tomorrow morning.
Christgau tasted glimmers of success as an actress in New York City, but not enough to sustain her. More often, she would join her partner, the singer-songwriter Christopher Paul Stelling, along his tours around the country, singing on stage with him and wondering if her own career would ever find a groove. The couple moved to Asheville 2 years ago.
My goals are big. Like, I want to be really successful as an actor. While I was on tour, I was starting to feel that feeling of like, I haven't lived my creativity in a while, and I was starting to freak out. Like, I hadn't been in a show or a film in a really long time.
Shortly after moving to the Southeast, Christgau got a call to audition for a play in Greenville, South Carolina, and then, at 30 years old, learned to drive by getting herself to and from rehearsals. She taught drama at Odyssey Community School in Asheville, waited tables, and enrolled in improv classes. All along, she worked on her own scripts, one of them inspired by the Tom Waits song, Whistle Down the Wind.
The blue-eyed girls and the red guitars and the naked rivers flow.
It's about being stuck in a place and not feeling like you can't leave. The Naked River Flows is like one of the lyrics, and I was like, huh, that would be a cool film. And then I just started writing the script in my journal. I felt like I kind of had burst forth.
Andy Morganlander came on to join Christgau as a creative partner to co-write, direct, and produce Whistle Down Wind.
I'm pretty connected to the queer community here, and so just the narratives about struggling with your sexuality in a town that maybe accepts it and maybe doesn't, and the nuance and the complexity of that, well, it personally resonated and it seemed like a really important story to tell.
I had never made a film before that was like all my own idea, and while it was a very exciting thing, I felt super intimidated. Short form is hard because a lot needs to happen, and in order for the audience to be really invested in the characters, we wanted there to be just like a really strong build and then a change, you know? And it's a really simple thing, but it takes a lot of development, I think.
Christgau said it only cost about $500 to make the movie, most of that going to food and submissions to film festivals. On that end, Whistle Down Wind is already a success, landing spots in Asheville's Catfly Film Festival and Connect Beyond Festival, along with the Indie Grits Festival in Columbia, South Carolina. Christgau and Morganlander are also looking to co-produce other scripts they've written, and Christgau now frames her future as both an actress and director.
As an actor, you're constantly put into a box, and like if you don't fit into the bubble that someone wants you to fit into, then you don't get to do the thing you love. And so that sucks. And so it's really liberating to feel like I have the opportunity and the power to make my own work.
Whistle Down Wind screens locally at 7 p.m. March 29th at the Masonic Temple in Asheville and 4 p.m. April 6th through the Homegrown Films block at the Catfly Film Festival. Christgau is also singing April 6th as part of the North Carolina Music Showcase at the Connect Beyond Festival. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.